And here we are for another episode of Inside the Helmet, where we talk with the drivers, the Eyeside IndyCar series, and the whole Mazda Road to Indy, Firestone Indy Lights Star Mazda, and the USF 2000 series. Tonight, we have a rather unique treat. We have all four of the Juncos Racing drivers, the Juncos Racing Quartet, if you will, with us. We have Tatiana Calderon, Joao Horto, we have Martin Scunzio, and Gustavo Menezes. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome. Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
So the four of you all at Juncos Racing, some of you have already had a relationship with Juncos, but some of you are new to the team. For each of you, how did you come to the team? What drew you to Juncos Racing and especially the Star Mazda series? Martin, why don't we start with you?
Well, I was racing in Autobahn in the US 2000, and my dad was talking to Ricardo, and I didn't know that. So he called me and he said, "Hey, he's Ricardo, the owner of Juncos Racing." And I said, "Hey, what's up?" And he said, "No, I'm Argentinian." And I'm Argentinian too, so we have that relation that we are from the same country, and everything was so easy to like talk to them, and they gave me the chance to be on the team. They're so great.
Gustavo, you're the I guess the newest member of the team. How did you come by Juncos Racing?
Yeah, well, a few years ago when I was about 10 years old, I was competing in the Stars of Karting Championship in the cadet category, and I competed a year with Juncos Racing back when they were in karts. And I've always had a really good relationship with them. Alejandro, Ricardo's brother, would always come help us out at the races. Every once in a while, Ricky would come by. So we've known them for a while, and we promised them if we ever went to Star Mazda, we'd go with them. And now here we are a couple of years later. We decided to make the switch, and the first person we called was Ricardo. And
kept the promise.
Luckily, they had a spot open.
Nice. Tatiana, you've been with the team for quite a while.
Yeah, like Gustavo said, I was also racing in Stars of Karting in the cadet category. And I was with Juncos, of course, because they were doing a great job. They won like 3 times in a row or something like that. So we decided to go with them. And then in 2009, we started talking again. I did some practice days in a Formula Renault 2000, and then we just decided to go to Mazda with them. And I really like the way they work as a team.
Joao, so you'd come to Star Mazda through another team, Team Apex. You're with Team Juncos now in your second year. How did the relationship there for you develop?
Yeah, I met Ricardo last year, and you know we talk by end of the season, and he invited me to do a test day with them, and it went pretty good. I was able to learn the how the team work, and they were able to know me too as my driver and everything. So yeah, unfortunately I just race go-karts in Brazil, but I would like to if I could meet them early and race go-karts with them, it would be great too. But
well, you know, that brings up a point. All four of you have had a great amount of success winning a number of races and a number of championships in karting before you got into open wheel. Old fella like me remembers main path to IndyCar racing was racing on dirt. I don't know if you're familiar with the USAC midgets and sprint cars that we have up here. But of course, times have changed now. A lot more people are coming into IndyCar racing and open wheel racing in general through karting. But going from a kart to a car, there's a lot of dynamics that change. There's got to be some driving style changes that you have to make. Describe for us how you made the transition going from karts to cars. And is there anything unique with the Star Mazda cars that you had to come to grips with. And Martin, if you want to lead us off?
Oh, well, I think karting is a really different drive, you know. You have to be more aggressive with the brakes, the gas, with the steering wheel, and the weight in the corners. And I think the cars, like the Star Mazda, you have to be very, very smooth, you know, in your style. Don't be... If it's too aggressive, you can, I don't know, like, lose time, because if you are constant and smooth, you can be better than driving like a car, you know?
Gustavo?
Yeah, I really think that karting is a great school, and it helps you a lot for the Formula cars. There's a lot of stuff that helps you and a lot of stuff that's a lot different in the karts. I think it's more of a 50-50 deal. Definitely helping in Europe, racing in Europe helped me immensely just to get ready for this. Just the driving mentality there is so much different, and it really teaches you in the end. It gives you the aggressiveness and the edge, but you really learn to stay patient and wait for the right moments, and that's really important for the cars because you can't have a second chance in them. But, yeah, there's a few things that are really like this year in Europe. I race in the KF2 category, and we have front handbrakes. So it relates pretty well with the Formula cars because you can get in so deep, and you really have to brake more straight-lined. You can't use the cart sideways as much and just use the cart as a braking point. So that definitely helped a lot. I mean, there's some stuff that's a lot different, as Martin said, where you can be a little more aggressive in the carts. Everything's a little quicker thinking. You have more time and patience in the Formula cars. You have to wait for the car to rotate. So things change a lot, but I think without carts, I wouldn't be able to be driving in Star Mazda today. That's for sure.
Tatiana, describe your transition. I'm presuming reasonably similar to Gustavo and Martin, but you also have the radical experience there in Europe with the sports cars. You know, was that another kind of different beast there?
Yeah, I think not only the go-kart is really different than the Star Mazda, but also the Star Mazda is really different than the Radical. You have so much downforce with the Mazda, and as they said, you have to be like really patient and really smooth. So I think anyway, the go-karts are like the basis and for motorsports. So I think that was a great experience. I learned a lot in the go-karts, like, you know, the mentality, as Gustavo said, and to be aggressive and wait for the right moment. And also in the Radical, I had the chance to, you know, to start with a gearbox. So it was definitely a really good experience, but driving the Star Mazda is really different. It has so much power and a lot of downforce. So I think this last year I get more used to the car, and hopefully this year will be much better.
And Joao, you've got a lot of experience, or more experience, I should say, with the Formula cars. I was wondering if you could kind of describe maybe not just the difference between going from a kart to a car, but maybe some of the differences in the various Formula cars that you've been in.
Okay, yeah. So comparing go-karts, I was able, in Brazil, I did some shifter, the go-kart shifter, which is that has the gears and... he has the brakes in the front too, so that kind of, it really teach you, you know, how to brake and the gears, you know, changing gears. It's a really fast engine, but it doesn't have downforce. It teaches the basics, but it doesn't. When you get in a big car, it's completely different. You know, you can't do. What do you do in a go-kart? You know, if you make a mistake, in a go-kart, a lot of times you can save it. But in a big car, it's a much harder, you know.
Yeah, a lot more expensive too.
Yeah, yeah. So But comparing BMW to Mazda, it's first the downforce and the grip level that the tires, the different size of the tire, because BMW believe has kind of same size that the Formula 2000 has. But yeah, it's you know, in a Star Mazda you can really feel the grip on especially on the high speed corners. It's by the time the wind is really pushing the car down, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but well, it's both are very fun to drive.
Well, another comparison I'd like to hear some of y'all's thoughts on is the difference in driving between American open wheel and some of the racing elsewhere. All of you have experience either in Europe or in South America, driving in various series, either you know, be it karts or open wheel races, or Tatiana, in your case, sports cars. What are some of the differences that you see about racing in these different regions, how it compares to racing here in the United States?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not, I think it's quite the same, you know. I just changed the cars, they're different, but I think the level of drivers is quite the same. They are all aggressive, I mean, you have to fight for the win. It's the same in Europe, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you had a pretty interesting partial season in the Italian Formula Renault 2.0 series. You had three race wins in your partial season. Describe how that came about and what you had stated as your most memorable victory at one of OpenPaddock.net favorite tracks.
Oh, Spa.
Yes.
That was, I don't know, awesome. It was so, I get there and I say, okay, I just want to ride. I don't care if I'm last or first, I don't care, I just want to ride. And then I wasn't qualifying and I was in pole, and I say, oh my God, I can't believe it. And then on race, everything was perfect. So it was a really great experience. I still love it.
Tatiana, you did some racing there in Europe as well in the sports car. Do you have any thoughts on some of the differences that you see in racing in different areas?
Well, like the races I made, it was like just like more for fun, really. There were a lot of old people racing. I'm not saying that old people are not fast, but it was...
we don't have the reflexes. We don't. Let's be honest, we just don't.
No, you have to... Like, there's some that they're really good. So it was a different atmosphere. Like, it was more relaxed. Mm-hmm. Because now in the Star Mazda, there's so many good good drivers coming also from Europe. But I think everything was pretty much the same. Like I enjoy both of them. So it just changes the tracks. I also went to Spa, and it was like really a dream. That track is amazing for me. Also, like Road America is one of those tracks. It's like the Spa from the United States for me.
But Joao, you want to? You've done some racing, of course, a lot of racing in South America, in Brazil. Of course, Brazil is legendary for its just huge passion for motorsports. Any differences that you see, between racing there and here?
Well, as Tatiana and as they say, you know, every race you go, there are people that want to win. So it's kind of, you know, it's gonna be tough whatever race you go, because there are a lot of there are drivers and everyone wants to win. So, and I think it's pretty much the same too. It just changed the. No, change the maybe how people work and it gets more professional too.
Yeah.
So, but it's pretty much the same.
Gustavo?
Yeah, I mean, things change a lot because I've never really raced cars like them in overseas. This is going to be my first season, and I can't really relate to any Formula car tracks. I haven't been to a lot of places. So far, my favorite are Jarama in Spain and Infineon, but got a lot to learn. But there's a big difference for me when I race in Europe and America. Everywhere has good drivers, and all the competition is good. But just in Europe, especially in the karting, like the World Championships, where there's 130 drivers in the same category, and everyone's fighting for the 34 spots for the final.
That's got to make for a packed track.
Yeah, especially they divide the World Championships this year. They divided it in 8 groups, and you had to finish top 7 in every single one of the heats out of 34 to make the finals. So if you broke down in one race, you're done.
Yeah.
So everything, the mentality changes so much. And just first, it's aggressive like crazy. I mean, everyone's coming in, and it's kind of like you never want to do this, but it's almost like you want to win in the first turn. You have to survive, and the only way to survive is to do what everyone else does.
Yeah.
The aggressive, everyone's definitely very aggressive, and the speeds are crazy because if you can be first in one session for a half a second ahead, which never really happens, but the next session, if you're not pushing it just as hard and keep changing, you're going to be half a second off really quick, and 1/10 puts you 15, 20 positions back, so everything's just more to the limit, and and everything changes because your goal is – it's never just the goal of win. The first goal is make the final. The second goal is get a good starting position for the final. Then you worry about the race win. There's a lot of steps to go through, and I haven't really seen that in America the last few years. Definitely there's still amazing drivers here. It's just not as many drivers, and the aggressiveness changes a bit. It's just a completely different ballgame out there, but I hope to experience some different stuff in the cars this year. Everything changes, so we'll see.
Well, getting back to the Star Mazda and your experiences collectively with Junco's Racing, if I have things right, everyone was signed and had a deal ready to go racing in December. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, I signed the last day of December, I think, so that makes it 2010.
Yeah, well, this put Junco's Racing in a very unique position, really, when it comes to some of the latter series in open wheel racing, or at least in American open wheel racing, where oftentimes a lot of driver deals aren't done until a week. A day before the season starts. And so all four of you had a deal. You had a seat, you had a ride, everything was good to go before the new year. And this allowed the team to, we were really stunned when we heard about this. It allowed them to execute a really unique program for testing. I believe that they'd kind of, in quotes, called it a boot camp style of testing, where you went to 3 really different tracks. You went to the very bumpy circuit at Sebring International, a classic historic venue for endurance racing, sports car racing. You went to Miami, the Homestead Miami Speedway, on the road course, infield road course, right?
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
And then you went to a really unique track, Roebling Road, there in Georgia. Again, a very different style, a much higher speed track. It looks, just looking at the layout from the others, and you did all this within a span of 3 weeks. And so 3 tracks, 3 weeks. You can't get away from the team, your crew. You can't get away from each other. What were those 3 weeks like? Was it helpful in getting you comfortable with the car and with the team, with each other? Or what were your thoughts on that format of testing?
Okay,
maybe a woman's first.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think now that you said it was just 3 weeks, it sounds crazy. But I think like the testing was really important for me to, you know, going back to the car. We end up the season in October, so it was really important to get back in the car. And also we did so many changes like on the car that will help us through the season, even though we're not racing in any of those tracks. Also we like got the chance to work on, for me, as specific on me, I was trying to fix my my brake pressure, my brake traces, also getting more information about the car. So I think it was really positive 3 weeks of test. And also, even though I raced with Junco's Racing last season, it helped me to know more about the crew, to know more about have a better relationship with everyone in the team, and of course with my new teammates.
Anyone else have thoughts on those 3 weeks?
Yeah, me.
Go ahead, Gustavo.
Yeah, I think it went really well. I mean, they called it a boot camp, but I think it was one of the funnest months I've had in a while. Definitely every single day in the car is crucial for me, especially because I don't have that many. I've been counting. I only have 8 days in a Star Mazda and 10 days in a car in my life. So, I mean, every day is very important for me. And it went very well. We were all doing very good and consistent in all the practices. I definitely improved a lot throughout it, and I'm happy for the season to start. I still think I got a lot to work on, but I was really happy with the result. And it was really good. We got to know each other really well, especially me, Joel, and Martin were staying in the same house together. So we really, you know what I mean, we just connected a little bit better. So we're ready for the season. We're all buddies now. And and it was also good on the physical side because we were going to the gym every day and just getting ready to stay in shape and be ready for the season to start.
Martin, you had some thoughts on this as well, yeah?
Well, you know, it's quite the same as Gustavo and Tatiana, you know, but I learned too much about the feedback, you know, of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I get laps in the car. That's really, really good. You know, you feel comfortable. You know, the crew, the team, you know, how to, I don't know, be okay with them. You know, they are really important in the whole year, you know. So that's really, really good.
And Joao?
Yes. Yeah, I think this Junco's team, you know, they really know how to prepare their drivers. And I think we're pretty, you know, this they took us from, you know, three different types of tracks that we learned different stuff to that we use for the whole season. And no, I think we are pretty ready to, you know, to start the season and having good results.
Okay, well, this 3 week session then was successful. You thought it was all of y'all thought it was a positive thing then.
Yes, absolutely. It was really important to get back to their like the race rhythm and physically also it helps you a lot.
So, okay, now that everybody's been through this 3 week ordeal boot camp together, you're all teammates, you're all closer to each other. Well, then we're at that front straight at St. Petersburg, and you're going down, you're four wide right down that front straight. Who breaks first?
Uh-oh. I don't like thinking about that.
All of a sudden, you're not teammates anymore, right?
Well, I think everyone's gonna do what they're supposed to do. You know, no one really wants right. to get any of their teammates in a bad position. But you know, I hope we don't get into one of those positions. But definitely, everyone will do what they need to do, and we won't really have any controversy against each other, I don't think.
Very politically stated. Well done.
Thank
well, that sounded like a professional race car driver right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was, of course, being a little facetious with that last question. But it did have to be a really good team-building process, those 3 weeks together. Martin and Gustavo, this will be your first full season in Star Mazda. But João and Tatiana, this is going to be your second season in these cars. Anything that you're looking forward to for this year, things that you're hoping to change, improve? Any expectations that you have for the second year as opposed to your first?
I think like the first year for me was really difficult going to from the sports car to the open wheel. So I think this year is gonna be much better. I'm gonna be much comfortable on the car, and as always, it's gonna be really tough. But I think if we can finish top five in most of the races, it will be great. So I'm just looking forward to the start of the season, and I'm just really preparing myself mentally and physically for that first race.
And João, you were oh so close to your first race win in Star Mazda a couple of times. You had, I think, four podiums last year in the series. I take it one of your goals has to be getting to that top step.
Yeah, there was some close races last year, but as Tatiana said, the first year is always, you know, everything is new. You're learning a new car, a new track, you know, new series, drivers. So I think this year, you know, there will be new drivers, there will be new tracks, but you know, I think for the second year, it's not like the first time. You know, you're prepared to what you had on a year before. So I'm looking. Remember last year there was some close, you know, top three and. But I believe, you know, this year will be, I believe we can have a win.
And Martin and Gustavo, this is going to be your first full season out. And Martin, of course, you had a fantastic first race at Road Atlanta last year. For the two of you, what are you expecting here out of your rookie season since Star Mazda?
Well,
yeah.
You go or me? So, first, thanks for the Road Atlanta race. I don't know, I had some problems with my physical, you know, and then I'm working on that, so I think it's going to be a good year. I always expect good things, you know, like fight for the championship, but I know it's going to be really hard with João and Tatiana. They had, you know, the year experience, and that's really, really important in this series, you know. But I'm going to do everything and I'm going to put my 100% and fight for that.
Gustavo, this is your first season, not just racing Star Mazda, but racing cars. What are you looking forward to here in 2011?
Yeah, kind of like what Martin said, I'm definitely going to work as hard as I can. And, you know, goals are goals. My main goal would be, obviously, to fight for the championship. But I know that won't be easy, especially on a rookie year. Usually it's more of a considered a two-year class. So we'll see how it goes, especially with João, Tatiana, and Connor DeFilippi. Of course, some other people. I don't know. I don't know everyone yet. But I think it'll be a very difficult year, and I hope for the best. My real goal is to finish top fives and fight for some podiums. Definitely, one thing I've been working on, and will be working on throughout the year is physical performance. I know it's not easy. The carts are a lot different. It works with a lot of different muscles, but they're not nearly the same as in the cars. So I've been training every day, just trying to get everything ready for the season. And I hope that goes well, because your physical performance is a big chunk of what's going to happen in the race. But the testing went well, and I hope I can perform like I did in some of the tests. And I'm really excited to get this thing started. Hope for St. Petersburg to be good for all four of us.
Now, if I remember right, you'd still have an open test down at Barber Motorsports Park. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
So you're going to have one more shot in the car before you get to St. Petersburg, and hopefully things start to gel together for you, and hopefully good things for you in St. Pete. So we'll cross our fingers first for a good testing session at Barber, and then, of course, we wish you all the best of luck at St. Petersburg. First of all, a safe race, and second, of course, a very successful, fast, and speedy race with good results. We really appreciate you coming on and joining us this evening. It has been our pleasure and our honor to have you on and talk with us. Any last things that you'd like to say to the listeners of our podcast?
Well, first of all, thank you for inviting us to your program today, and I hope to see you in the future, maybe.
We'll definitely be at a few tracks, and actually, let me interrupt here real quick. I would greatly encourage you to get in touch with the IndyCar Nation fan club, because I know there's a lot of fans that are not just interested in the people riding in the big cars, but also the future of IndyCar racing, people in Star Mazda and all the other Formula series that compete with the IndyCar series. I know there would be a lot of people very interested in meeting all four of you. But anyway, I interrupt. Please continue.
No, just say thank you, really, for having us today.
Yeah, I wanted to say about the same. Thank you very much for everyone. Thanks for inviting us. And I hope to see everyone at St. Pete's at the first race and throughout the season. It'll be an interesting year, that's for sure.
Yeah, same, Luke. Thank you. I don't know how they say everything, so really appreciate what you did for us, and hope to see you soon.
Yeah, right. Thanks. Thanks, too, and for the fans, you know, keep watching the results, and if for the fans that are able to come for one of the races, it would be a fun race to watch. So we'll see you there.
Okay, again, thank you for joining us, and best of luck in 2011.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.